The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear Bruce Wyrock's appeal. Wyrock is one of the former Alaska state legislators charged with corruption. He was indicted but never tried. He appealed his mail fraud charge to the Ninth Circuit Appeals Court and lost, but now the U.S. Supreme Court will take another look at it. Wyrock's attorney Doug Pope says federal prosecutors based the charge on a letter the former lawmaker sent to former VECO Incorporated owner Bill Allen asking for a job. They contend it was mail fraud because Wyrock should have disclosed that to his constituents. Pope says there is no state law requiring such a disclosure.
Our position legally is that the mail fraud statute is rooted in the common law of fraud. And the common law of fraud, you could not prove fraud against someone for failure to disclose information unless there was a pre-existing duty to disclose.
The mail fraud charge against Wyrock is one of several charges that revolve around his changing his vote on the state's oil taxation system. The FBI recorded a conversation between Bill Allen and Wyrock about a potential job once he left the legislature. Pope says prosecutors tried to withhold that recording, claiming it was unintelligible. He now has the recording and says it shows his client is innocent.
We want a copy of it anyway. We took it to an enhancing service. We had it enhanced. We could hear the conversation, and there's no deal in the conversation. So the government's case, we think, it will collapse if the Supreme Court rules our way, because they don't have the evidence to support their other claims.
Several of the government's Alaska prosecutions are in trouble because of evidence that was not shared with the defendants in a process known as discovery. U.S. Senator Ted Stevens' conviction was reversed, and jailed former lawmakers Pete Cott and Vic Coring have been released from prison.